First of all, no surprise at all. He would have been top of the list of players that would certainly have had other clubs hawking around him. And we've seen him linked with Manchester City in the past. And there was a, you know, news of a public bid was sort of leaked into the papers maybe a few weeks ago, just as the relegation climax was coming to its conclusion. So no surprise. I think Bournemouth have done pretty well with the fee. £41 million as a newly relegated club, I think, would be about what they could expect. Obviously, Manchester City moving pretty quickly to presumably stave off other interest as well in the player. And of course, we shouldn't forget this is a very short now between the end of this season just gone and the start of the new season in September. So probably 6 weeks. You know, normally teams would have 3 months to get their transfer business sorted. Of course, the transfer window is open till October, so there's not sort of such an immediate hurry. But I do think it's indicative of this shorter window that we're going to see a bit of movement. I think Bournemouth fans have been resigned for quite a few weeks to losing Nathan Ake. They're losing a quality player, but one who, let's face it, having come from Chelsea, an established international, you know, they've doubled their money on him. They paid £20 million for him, and they've sold him for just over 40. So I think all round, most people can be pretty happy with all elements of the deal. If you have to lose a player, which Bournemouth fans and Eddie Howe and everybody else will know that, you know, they were resigned to losing him, even though he was under contract. So doubling your money on a player and wishing him all the best as he takes another step forward in his career, I don't think many people can argue.
The speed of it suggests that this deal was done, whether the Cherries stayed up or got relegated.
Yeah, I think the relegation was the sort of the pushing the deal forward, if you like. I think there was probably some fair negotiations in the background, or maybe not negotiations, registering of interest. And don't forget, clubs, you know, they may not formally speak to somebody or whatever, but people in football talk. And also the use of you know, newspapers and the media and other places to register interest as well. I'm not for a moment suggesting Manchester City have done anything wrong, by the way, just to say from a legal point of view. But, you know, planting stories in the media, it's a very well-trodden tactic by people, by agents. So that's certainly one way that a player will get to know who's interested, because if a club like City, a week before they sign him, news of their interest starts leaking out, then you've got to suggest that obviously was from a pretty well-placed source in the first place.
He's one of the top, or was one of the top defenders in the Premier League. I'm just wondering, you say good value for money, but I mean, Virgil van Dijk went to Liverpool for, what, 70-odd million? So is 40 million a fair price?
Well, there are comparisons to be made with Van Dijk at 75 and Harry Maguire at 80 million, of course, as well. And people, if you looked at it now and said that Harry Maguire was worth more than Virgil van Dijk, I think people would laugh at you. So the potential is there for Ake. He's still a very good age, you know, still lots of development to come. He's left-footed, which is a huge bonus as well as far as centre-halves go. And let's face it, he would have won many, many more Netherlands caps if he didn't have Virgil van Dijk and Matthijs de Ligt of Juventus in his way as two of the top centre-halves in Europe, sort of blocking his path to the Dutch team, if you like. So I also think there's a, you know, the fact he's been at a big club before, having come through the ranks at Chelsea, he knows what it takes sort of mentality-wise to be at a big club. And you've got to say to the player as well, credit to him for taking the choice to leave Chelsea when he was sort of on the fringes of things there, but wanted to play regularly. You know, I think fair play to him for being able to step down to a club. You know, Chelsea to Bournemouth is a big jump down club-wise, and he's now getting the sort of springboard back up that he deserves.